The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand,
oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you and welcome to War Cry Ministries. We're so thankful and so grateful that you took time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. This is Evangelist Barnett, and we are so excited about what God is doing in our lives. Oh, we're excited on today. We thank God for his goodness, for his mercy, and all of the benefits that come along with being a child of the Most High God. And on today, I welcome you to War Cry Ministries. We're going to be talking today from Romans 8 and 28. Again, that's Romans 8 and 28. And it reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." The word of the Lord is blessed. We so thank God for his word. We thank God for the opportunity to come before God's people once again to give them a word of encouragement. Many times people quote this scripture and they don't explain what it really means. It just says, "And we know." So I'm going to try to break down this scripture for a minute, but before I do that, I want to go back and show you that before we get to "and we know," there's a lot of perks that come along with that. The word "and" is a conjunction, so it's going to be joining the rest of the things that come along with this. So we don't want to just stop right there and say "and we know." We want to be sure that we include all of the benefits of "and we know." So if you go to the first verse of Romans chapter 8, the first thing is, before we even get to "and we know," "there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ." First of all, there's no condemnation if we walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. So in the first place, you got to have a heavenly mind to know that all things are working together for your good. Verse 2, it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death." So now I'm free from the law of sin and death. That's another benefit. Before "and we know." The third verse, "For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." Isn't that wonderful? So God done sent us Jesus to condemn sin in the flesh. He was our perfect example of how to live a sin-free life. Verse 4, "That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us." In other words, the righteousness of God is fulfilled in us if we don't walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. You see, when we walk after the spirit, we have a new mind. We're a new creature. We're no longer the same as we used to be. Verse 11 says that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. That's another perk that comes along with, and we know. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things that come along. Verse 14 says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now we have become the sons of God if we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If there's no condemnation, hallelujah. Verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In other words, this is not the end. There's something that God has promised us that's better than we have now. The suffering that we do is not even to be compared to what he has in store for us. That's another perk. We're not going through this for nothing. We're going to come out victorious in the end. We're going to be all right. And we're going to be all right in this world because God is going to always be with us. Verse 26 and 27. Oh, my God. Here's some more perks. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, because we don't even know what we're going to pray for, but the Spirit of God comes in and makes intercessions for us. Hallelujah. Verse 27, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. In other words, God knows what we need. When we're praying, sometimes you ever be praying and things come out that you said, oh, I didn't know I was going to say that. The Spirit is making intercessions according to God's will, because we don't know how to pray, really. We pray God gave us how to pray in the book of Matthew. But really, we don't use that scripture like we really should. If we really pray that scripture, we'll always pray the will of God, because at first it honors God and then it deals with us. And if we would learn to use that scripture and just expound that scripture in our prayers, we will always pray the will of God. Our Father which art in heaven. And you know, just go into details about how he's great and he's adorable and he's wonderful. If you really pray our Father prayer, you could be on your knees all day long, all day, talking about the goodness of God. Forgive me my debt. Oh God, I've sinned. Somewhere I've done something that wasn't pleasing to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've done something, God, forgive me. Try me again and see if I won't be what you want me to be. Try me, Lord. And now we can continue with, and we know. The word and is a conjunction. And it's putting all the things that I just talked about, it's putting it together for us. It's bringing all this. It's saying that we get all that, and then we know that it's working for our good. So we is not mean one person. That means at least two. Talking about the saints of God. And we know is an assurance, no doubt. Be reassured. I am confident that what I'm going through is going to work out for my good. I'm confident. I know this. God has assured me that all things, that mean everything that I'm going through, it doesn't matter what I'm going through, pain, heartache, sickness, whatever I'm going through, it's working out for my good. Working together means cooperate or in compliance with. Everything works together for good. Everything works for the plan of God. Everything that we go through is in the plan of God. It's no accident what we go through. It's no incident what we go through. It's no oops what we go through. It's in the plan of God. So God has already worked it out. God has already predestined us for the suffering. He already know how we're going to come out. So all things are working for my good. Even if I don't understand it, I don't know how this is working. This is painful. I don't know how. But I know that it's working for my good. And the word good, the word for is because for good, not our good, not our comfort, but what he has already planned, what he has already purposed, what he has already destined for me. God is trying to bring me out victorious on the other side. But before I can get there, I gotta go through some hills. I gotta climb some mountains. I gotta be tested so that I can prove myself to him. The word toward means it's coming my way. It doesn't mean it's going away from me. It means it's coming my way toward me. T-O means toward. T-O-O means included. This is T-O. The blessings are coming my way. They're coming toward me. So I know that they're working together for my good because blessings are coming to me. The love to them who love God. Not an emotional type love, but an agape love, an unconditional love. I love God no matter what I'm going through. I love God no matter what I've been through. Why? Because I know whatever he takes me through is for my good. Oh, it's unwavering. It's love that cannot be compared to. It's like no other love. I love him so much until I'm willing to take whatever come my way. Why? Because I know it's working for my good. I'm willing to take it because I know it's going to bring me out. I know it. I'm going to be victorious on the other side. And who is God? Who is God? God is the supreme, the only wise God, our Savior. He's the one that sits high and looks low. He's the one that sits on the throne of our hearts. He sits in heaven. He sits high and he looks low. The Bible says he rides on the wings of the wind. He's the one that created the heavens and the earth. He's the one that created man.
Beloved, that is our program for this week. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. I love you. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.